life is under attack. This is the War Room.
So last night, you know, we were up here working hard, and I mean, really, I've just been grinding out this election cycle, trying to bring you the best coverage, really proud of the work we did here. And even in studio, the victory really didn't sit in. I guess I was kind of still in election workhorse mode. Just couldn't really turn it off yet. Maybe I was suffering from a little PTSD from the 2020 election. I think a lot of us were, really. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But it really didn't sink in. And even though I was tired, you know, I couldn't really just fall right to sleep. And I finally get in bed. I don't know, maybe what time do we leave here, guys? Like 2:30 or 3. And I finally get in bed. It's probably like 3:30, 4. And I'm just scrolling through X. And this video popped up. And it was from the Trump campaign headquarters. This was after his victory speech. And you know, people were kind of starting to mingle and head home late in the evening. And a chorus broke out. And I don't know what it was, but when I saw this video and I heard it, it's like it sunk into me because it just reminded me that this is, I mean, we are so lucky to be alive. I mean, this is all part of God's plan. We're living in the most incredible times with the most incredible opportunities, with the most incredible potential. And that's why we're fighting so hard, because we see that and we know the agenda to try to stop that and try to snuff out humanity in the light. But this happened last night, and hearing this and watching this, it all came rushing down, and it just all became real to me when I saw this video. This was incredible. Outside, after the Trump victory speech, this was the Trump campaign headquarters. Watch and listen as they sing in clip one. I said, it all came rushing down, and it reminded me of our destiny. It reminded me everything we fought for. It reminded me how many great people, amazing people are with us in this. It reminded me that the level of awareness, the awakening, the renaissance is higher than ever and only growing. The anticipation of not just taking back our country, but our planet from these demonic forces, these satanic forces, this genocidal cult that treats us like lab rats and cockroaches. Last night's victory was a major step, a major demarcation line in our movement forward. And we're not alone, folks. There's hundreds of millions of us. And we're only beginning to open our eyes. We're only beginning to sing.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I am reviewing these house races right now. You know, Vindman, that Ukrainian mole rat, is going to get into Congress. In the Northern Virginia district, the war district, go figure. Go figure. And so I'm just reviewing this. I'm going to bring you some numbers, some updates here on where it stands. And I'm at a loss at how Democrats were able to flip some of these seats with Trump at the top of the ticket. And, you know, I guess I could compromise and say, well, Democrats won some of these Senate seats in the states Trump won because of incumbency power. I guess I can cope with that. And then, of course, it's ongoing in Nevada. I mean, Pennsylvania to me seems like a done deal, but you never know. The Democrats said, they bragged. In fact, we have the MSNBC video, or is it the O'Keefe video? It's all over the internet. Ballots were arriving in Detroit late in the night. Maybe that's how they flipped the Senate seat. Doing the same thing in Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. In the middle of the night, ballots were arriving in Detroit, in Philadelphia, and they flipped the Senate seat in Detroit, probably with those ballots right there. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous that they can show up at 3 a.m. with boxes of ballots and flip a race. It's criminal. Now, there were a bunch of Republican lawyers that stopped a lot of fraud last night, ladies and gentlemen. There were a bunch of Republican lawyers that stopped a lot of illegal canvassing, electioneering, and voter intimidation last night. We may even hear about some charges to come in the future. But it's outrageous that I can sit here. Baldwin, I can accept. She kind of was pro-Trump in Wisconsin and probably ran a good campaign in northern and in southern Wisconsin to maintain her seat. I can deal with that. I can't deal with a Senate race where I go to bed and the Republican is winning and boxes of ballots show up at 3 a.m. and then it flips to a Democrat. Sorry, I got a problem with that. And they're trying to do the same thing in Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. They bragged about it. Mainstream news, 50,000 votes show up at 3 a.m. Another 50,000 showing up today. And then, boop, they'll flip it and give it to the Democrats in the Senate. You watch. I know how these bastards operate. Republicans will still maintain the majority, but, I mean, it looks like that's what they're going for. They're just going to keep, ballots are just going to keep showing up till they take the Senate seat, just like they did in Michigan. So I give the Republicans credit. They did a lot, I mean, a hell of a lot more yesterday than they did in 2020, obviously. But it seems like after the Trump victory, they kind of laid down their arms and in came the Democrat reinforcements and they flipped 2 Senate seats and here we go. And here we go. And who knows what's going on in these other districts? They flip two seats in New York when Trump outperforms himself. They are flipping seats in New York in districts that Trump won. Baffles me. Baffles me. But I guess there are Democrat Trump voters. I mean, that is the only logical reason you can take everything at face value. That's the only logic and reasoning you can say, hey, how do Democrats flip Republican seats in the House in New York in districts where Trump won? Democrats are voting for Trump. Guess they didn't like cackling Kamala Harris, the phony, the fraud, who didn't even campaign and ran a coup on Biden. All right, you know, we got some other leftist triggered videos. I want to take calls, just your reactions, your response to everything. 877-789-2539. You know, we just did so much coverage last night. We only took like two or three calls. And then Jones had a bunch of guests on today, and I was back on with Alex today breaking down some of these numbers too. So let's give it to our audience. Let's give our audience a voice today, our very important audience that we love so much. I want to hear from you, your reactions, your thoughts. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. Give us a call. All right. Of course, here we go. Speaking of New York, Letitia James. I mean, this is just unbelievable. So this is an example of the Trump derangement radical left that's only going to get worse now. And they come out, Letitia James, at a press conference and basically says, yep, I'm going to persecute Trump even more now. Clip 16.
We did not expect this result. But we are prepared to respond to this result. And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. We faced this challenge before. And we use the rule of law to fight back.
You hear this?
And we are prepared to fight back once again. Because as the Attorney General of this great state, it is my job to protect and defend the rights of New Yorkers and the rule of law. And I will not shrink from that responsibility.
Folks, this is detestable. This is despicable. I'm going to play this again. Do you realize how out of line she is? Perhaps even criminal. I mean, this woman should be disbarred. This is unbelievable. We're going to respond to last night's result. Tell me what that has to do with any legal proceedings at all. It should have nothing to do with it. She says, we're going to use the rule of law to fight. This is unbelievable. The entire media landscape should be condemning this woman. The entire legal landscape should be calling for this woman to resign with statements like this. Listen to this one more time. This is outrageous. This is outrageous corruption from the Attorney General in New York. Listen to this absolutely detestable excuse for an Attorney General.
We did not expect this result. But we are prepared to respond to this result.
What do you mean respond?
And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. We faced this challenge before. And we use the rule of law to fight back.
Use the law to fight back.
And we are prepared to fight back once again. Because as the Attorney General of this great state, it is my job to protect and defend the rights of New Yorkers and the rule
rights.
Of law. And I will not shrink from that responsibility.
So what type of bullcrap are they going to try to pull in New York now? What type of persecution are they going to pull in New York now? This is unbelievable, folks. That is about, I don't think you can find a more corrupt statement from an attorney general in the history of the United States of America. That is probably the most outrageous, and corrupt public statement that an attorney general has ever made in the history of this country. Letitia James, an absolutely despicable character who needs to be disbarred immediately and investigated. A criminal investigation. This is outrageous. So, okay, well, okay. Well, we know the Democrats are going to weaponize the New York legal system against Trump. Let's see what they cook up next. You think Jack Smith is going to rest easy? I mean, folks, I'm telling you, this is just wow. That is really something else right there. Here you go. You want a little more shock value? How about Joe Scarborough in his bottled up rage? This guy. So you black men that they loved so much that voted for Trump, well, now you're racists and misogynists too. Classic stuff from Joe. I have so much pent up rage and anger. Scarborough, clip 15.
I just say really quickly, too, Democrats need to be mature and they need to be honest and they need to say, yes, there's misogyny, but it's not just misogyny from white men. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men. Things we've all been talking about who do not want a woman leading them. Might be race issues with Hispanics. They don't want a black woman. As President of the United States, you know, the Democratic Party, I've always found when you're sitting around talking, they love to just sort of balkanize everybody into these separate groups and say, oh, white people don't like women and black people. No, it is time for the Democrats to say, OK, and you and I have talked about this before. A lot of Hispanic voters have problems with black candidates.
Right. With other Hispanics.
Exactly.
That don't like each other. And some of the most misogynist things I've heard going on this Get Out the Vote tour came from black men. I mean, misogynist things. So you're absolutely right. It's not simplistic. And we've got to have real honest conversations about it.
Honest conversations.
We're having real honest conversations. You black men that didn't do it. We told you to do, you're racists and misogynists. You Hispanic voters that voted for Trump in the highest percentages ever, you hate Hispanics and black men and women too. And we're having an honest conversation here. You couldn't be more dishonest. And you know what's sad? They still don't get it, do they? And maybe they never will. But see, it's all projection. These people harbor hate in their hearts. They are the ones that harbor hate. Maybe it's for this group or that group or whatever it is. But they are the ones that are harboring hate in their heart. And that's what motivates them politically. So they just assume that we harbor this same hatred and that's what motivates us politically. No, we come from a place of love. We love prosperity. We love potential. We love America. We love policy that's good for the country. We love peace. That's what motivates us to vote. And you're sitting here in your bubble of hatred. These Hispanic men, they helped Trump get elected because they don't like black men. What? Is Trump black? And in fact, these Hispanic men don't even like each other. You know, Al Sharpton is virtually illiterate. Oh, my gosh. It comes to this point now where, look, is it even worth responding to these lunatics? Is it even worth? There's an entertainment value. And I think that there's been a value in the past. There's a value in understanding where they come from. And there's certainly been a value leading up to this election in showing their propaganda and how they're deceiving and manipulating and responding to it and correcting it and just having the counterpoint. But their commentary is debasing itself to such low IQ drivel we're almost crossing a threshold where outside of any entertainment or humorous value, it is a worthless endeavor. I mean, because they have no impact. The people that are still listening to them are completely deranged. They're having psychotic breaks today. We're in control of the narrative now. We are the media now. We have the political mandate now. But again, there is the entertainment value, I will say. And there's probably still some value just to see what they're up to and where they're coming from. But I mean, really? We're playing this game? Hey, Trump supporters aren't racist. Hey, Trump supporters aren't misogynist. Like, man, level up. You're leveling down. But how about this for some misogyny then? How about it? Let's give them what they really want. You know, Donald Trump has accomplished a lot in his life and now as a politician as well. But perhaps Donald Trump's greatest accomplishment is keeping a woman out of the White House for a second time. Thank you, Donald Trump. Yeah. Thank you. And of course, I'm being a bit facetious, but you know, I watch these videos of all these women having the psychotic breaks, and I sit here and I think, do you think that helps your cause? Because I will tell you something, and it's not a misogyny thing, it's a pragmatic thing. When a pragmatic man sees thousands of women having emotional breaks and psychotic breaks like that, you do realize that reflects on you as a woman, and that doesn't help you in the political space. Now, there are plenty of great women that are involved in politics. In fact, some of the best Republicans are women. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Anna Paulina Luna. I wish we could get Carrie Lake over the hump. Tulsi Gabbard is great. So, I mean, it's not a misogyny issue, and we all know that. But the worst thing to happen to women politically are liberal women. You're your own worst enemy. All right, I'm about to take phone calls. Remember, folks, we have all the Trump victory gear at thealexjonesstore.com. The Trump victory gear. And by the way, it's ready to be ordered and shipped today. It's not a deal where you order it and then it's going to come in, you know, weeks or months. No, it's ready to go. It's ready to go right now. The Trump Rocky victory hat, the Trump 1 red hat. We have the shirts. We have the hoodies. All your Trump victory gear is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Get your Trump victory collection gear today. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And while you're there, check out the rest of the great products, supplements, hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and everything else. But specifically, everybody wants the Trump victory gear. Now's the time. Go on over to TheAlexJonesStore.com to get Trump victory shirts, hoodies, and hats available right now. All right, let's take some phone calls here. I'm going to start crunching some numbers in the house momentarily. We'll have that, but I want to start taking calls. We'll go to Karen first because this is the issue now that we're looking at. Karen in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You know, last night I watched all of it. Your work was very good. You were really the only one talking about the House, and that's very concerning. I mean, we shouldn't be losing seats in New York. This is, I mean, that's, I don't know what to say. And what should we do? What are our lawyers doing? Didn't we bring in some lawyers? And are we having investigations? We need to.
So yeah, okay. Well, let me just pause you right there and address these things. Most people don't cover House races because it's just not sexy. They just don't do it. You know, the presidency gets all the coverage and then Senate races will get the secondary coverage and people just don't cover House races because it's just not sexy. I just turn into like this numbers geek with this stuff. And I realize the importance of it. So I cover the House races. As far as what's happening or what's being done or not being done, you know, that's another reason why I think people can't really get into the covers, because when you have these localized races, it's so local. The political, let's say, propaganda, activity, whatever, it's also very local and intimate. So it's a lot harder for me to say, hey, what the hell happened in these districts in New York, or what the hell happened in this district in Maryland? You know, I'm not there seeing the propaganda. I'm not there seeing the ground game. These are all localized things. And then when you look at the larger party, how much money gets spent on these things versus the candidates fundraising? So it's harder to keep your pulse on these things. But I just look at the numbers and I just say, how does this happen? I say, how do we lose two seats in New York in districts that Trump won in? So I don't, again, that's the question. That's the mystery. I know that the RNC was monitoring the presidential election, and I know that they were monitoring the major cities that could determine the outcome of the Senate. But again, you get into these, some of these other districts, and it's just, it's a lot of fog. It's a lot of haze. A lot of these representative candidates aren't really household names. They don't have a big voice. They don't have a big platform. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know if there's any activity monitoring this stuff. I don't have the answer on how we lose two seats in New York in districts that Trump won. I mean, all I can attribute it to is they ran a great ground game. They out fundraised at the local level. And I don't know. I Democrats are voting for Trump. Anything else, Karen?
It's so important that we address this problem, because Hakeem could become the president. That could segue him into his.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but you did. If they get Speaker of the House, folks, that's third in line to the presidency. I mean, do I even need to say it?
I don't know. What can we do?
I'll be here covering it. Again, I mean, send an email to the RNC. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what can we do? You're asking the question, you know. In California, oddly enough, it looks like the California House results are going to be better than New York. We'll see how this all shakes down. We'll see how this all shakes down and what attention it gets. I think it might be a major shock. Again, I'm going to go into the numbers. I'm up against the break here, Karen. Thank you for the call. I'm going to go into the numbers in this break and try to give you the best outcome or worst outcome. But maybe this is going to be kind of a shot across the bow, and it'll kind of refocus the RNC from being distracted at the big Trump victory last night and then say, whoa, what the hell is going on here? So I'll crunch these numbers, and we'll come back and look into it, and we'll continue to take calls. I guess, again, I know Democrats are voting Trump, so you definitely have that phenomenon. But why Republicans wouldn't be able to maintain these seats is another issue.
So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, DallasJonesStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction. And because I hadn't really, you know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Big League, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J-Sexers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. all the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them; we've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the new world orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous as they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor to dictate total control over us with a social credit score. And that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say. I'm crunching the House numbers, and I do think Republicans will maintain the majority, but it's going to be a razor-thin margin. I mean, the highest possible at this point would be 5. I mean, I think it's safe to say it would be split even. Worst-case scenario, I think it would be split even right now. Best-case scenario is a 5-seat majority in the House. I think you're most likely, though, looking at I'd probably say 3. I'd say if I was doing over-under odds, I'd say over-under 2.5. So, I mean, round up 3. I think the Republicans will have 3-seat advantage in the House as I'm crunching these numbers in the break and just going through all these races. But let me just say this. That now, all right, we've had our little brief honeymoon ceremony last night, everything. The GOP, the RNC, needs to be on the ground monitoring these races in California. Strangely enough, this is going to come down to these races in California, actually, that are tight. And they need to be monitoring this race in Maryland that's a hair. It's literally 50-50 split in this Maryland race right now. Could go either way. But really, this is going to come down to these races in California in these red areas. It looks like the seats in Arizona are going to be good. The seat in Washington is going to be good. The seats in the Midwest are going to be okay. There's a couple contested ones right now happening on the East Coast, Pennsylvania, Maryland. But it's really going to come down to the California seats, and they need to have all eyes on those seats right now. and maybe Arizona too. The margin right now is good in Arizona, but they could pull off a bunch of fraud. So that's what we need to be looking at. That's what we need to be monitoring. And I hope the GOP and the RNC, Watley and Laura Trump, who were obviously there last night celebrating, all right, that's great, clink your glasses, we need you back to work. Get your asses down to Arizona. Get your asses down to California. Call up the Republicans in the Midwest. Send somebody to Maryland. Send somebody to Pennsylvania. Finish this thing out. We need the House, because let me tell you what's going to happen. And then the Democrats are going to actually probably give the Republicans a whooping. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and Hakeem Jeffries has virtually said it, and the crew brought me some clips and some older news stories, but I'm not going to go into them. If the Democrats get the House, they will actually do everything that the Republicans should have done. They will stall funding. They will stop all the bills. At this point, politically, they'll probably even stop all appointments that they can. I mean, they will just roadblock the Trump agenda. They will just roadblock it. The only hope you might have in a, because the best case for Democrats would be like a one seat majority. So the only hope you'd have at that point is that Democrats might vote with Republicans just to stay in office with the Trump agenda, which is not too far-fetched to think, especially with some of these Democrats in like southern Texas on border issues and things. But Hakeem Jeffries will school Mike Johnson. He'll make Mike Johnson look like a noodle-kneed weakling, which maybe he is. But to see, and we were talking about this in the break too, how much of this lies on the shoulders of Mike Johnson as an ineffective speaker? How much of this do you put at the feet of Mike Johnson and say, your pathetic leadership at the House has cost Republicans? Maybe there's something there. Maybe there's something there. And you know, all this glad-handing with Trump and Johnson makes me sick. But I do think Republicans will maintain the majority in the House. It's gonna be single digits for sure. And I mean, again, best case scenario, 5. Worst case scenario, the Democrats get 1. I'd say that's your range. Democrats 1-seat advantage, Republicans 5. I'd say it's likely the Republicans will keep it 3. We need new House leadership, and we need it badly. We need a new Speaker of the House, and we need it badly. Mike Johnson is ineffective. He's weak. He's not good for the MAGA brand. He's not good for this new right. We need Byron Donalds. I don't think Thomas Massie could get the votes just because all the AIPAC-owned Republicans wouldn't confirm him. But I'd say Byron Donalds could do it. Marjorie Taylor Greene could do it. Those would be my two candidates. It would probably be harder for Greene to get the votes just because some Republicans are still scared of their own shadow. But Byron Donalds, very popular, very smart, very well-spoken, would be a great Speaker of the House. I'd go with Byron Donalds. I mean, to me, it's like a no-brainer, actually. But it can't be Mike Johnson. And I would sit here and say, Mike, you've really not done much. You've actually helped the Democrats complete their agenda in many ways. You couldn't even get voter ID. You couldn't stop the border invasion. You couldn't stop the funding of all these foreign wars. And the Republicans lost seats in the House with you as Speaker. So you got to move on from Mike Johnson. It's almost, I mean, honestly, I would say replacing Mike Johnson is almost as important as winning the House. It's like probably one notch below. It's like winning the House is like 98% necessary, and then replacing Mike Johnson as Speaker is like 97% necessary. I'll continue to monitor these things. The GOP, the RNC, they need to be on the ground in California and Arizona immediately, on the phone in Nebraska and in the Midwest where the races haven't been called yet. Say, call these races. It's over. And then monitoring what's going on in Pennsylvania and Maryland and asking themselves why they lost seats in New York. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. go to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How are you, man?
Good. Thank you.
So the reason I'm calling is, what do you think the chances are that when they realize that it was they weren't going to successfully be able to bring up enough fraud to steal it from Trump, that they use some of their fraud efforts in some of the districts that they had operatives in to steal some of these congressional seats so they can hamstring Trump, investigate Trump, the whole agenda?
You were kind of cutting out there. I think I understood your question. Here's what's going to happen. I think it's probably inevitable, even if they win the House. But the slim majority, or God forbid they split it or even lose the majority, there's not going to be any reprieve. There are going to be questions asked. People are going to ask, how did we lose the House? How did we lose these seats? And people are going to demand answers. And so I think my guess is, it's just deductive reasoning, the Republicans focused their efforts on the big cities where we know they steal elections at the state level. Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, Milwaukee. And so that was the thrust of their attention last night. And rightfully so. But yeah, okay, so then maybe in some of these other districts where nobody's really watching or paying attention to, and shadows of the night, like they tried to do in Philadelphia and Detroit, bunch of ballots show up, because these are tight races. It doesn't take much. 10,000 votes will change an election. So, these questions will be asked. I think it's inevitable. I think when people wake up and they see the final results in the House, I think these questions are going to be inevitable no matter what, and they're going to have to answer these questions. So, again, I'd still say the odds are Republicans will maintain a slim majority. I'd say 3 will be the number. It's going to be tight, but they need to be paying attention now. They better be kicked into gear right now because they did learn from the 2020 election. They obviously did. They stopped the fraud, but they better realize that it's not done yet.
All right. I agree.
All right, Nick, thank you for the call. Let's see here. Jordan in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? First off, thanks, man, for everything you do, bro.
Thank you.
I just have a few things. Like, everyone I know, like in my wife's office, all my buddies in all the other kitchens, all the chefs I know, like everyone is like depressed zombies today. Like they're all like connected somehow. It's super weird. Like,
what are they like?
Funny,
are they Democrats?
Yeah, exactly. Because I live in Seattle area. So like everyone's just dead silent today. It's like, it's funny, but it's also sad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just insane. I'm just like trying to figure out like, when does their anger kick in? You know what I mean? Cause like even like kids at my son's school, they're telling him all day yesterday, they can't wait to rub it in his face. And he's only in third grade. You know what I mean?
Oh, geez.
When he asked me this morning, he said, I'm going to tell them. I said, no, don't show anything, man. Just smile, give him a thumbs up. You know, if anything, if you really have to, maybe a couple USA chants, but that's about it. Don't cause problems.
Yeah, it's really sad. I don't think it's going to be as bad as it was in 2016. I don't. But the ones that are still just chugging the Democrat Kool-Aid out of the jug, they're just going to. I think they're just so deflated, really. I don't know if the anger will ever kick in. I think they're just so deflated and depressed now that it's like they can't even drum up the anger.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
Yeah. They've been angry for so long. I mean, they've been angry, and then, you know, they just can never get what they want.
Hey, my son talked to you 4 years ago, and he wants to tell you something right now.
Tell him.
Yeah, he was excited when I called you because he talked to you 4 years ago and he never forgot.
That's your third grader?
Yeah.
When did he call? He called into the show? Or you called in?
Yeah, it was like 4 years ago and he's never forgot it. So when I told him I called today and got through, he was super stoked.
Wow. What's it? What's his name?
Cohen, say hi.
Hi.
Name's Cohen.
You said, what was it?
Cohen with a K, not Owen like you.
Cohen?
Yep.
All right, Cohen. Well, have fun at school. Continue to be the better man.
No, he's doing good. We appreciate what you guys are doing. And if my wife's listening, we love you.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Cohen.
All right. Let's go to Todd in Arizona. Todd, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want you to try to make the connection to whatever's going on in Arizona to it being a globalist C40 city project, and we're on the steering committee. So, like, we're like the pinnacle of C40 cities. So, like, we've never stopped building out here. Our infrastructure seems to, like, becoming more and more police state friendly, and I don't know. I just felt we didn't really get much of a voice in our election.
The Democrat Party machine is like, it's a horde in Phoenix.
Right.
It's a horde. And you know, the Democrats are really politically savvy and smart when it comes to power. I mean, you got to give them credit. They really are. And so they know that Phoenix is such a great place to camp out because, you know, it's by far the most population-dense area of Arizona in what otherwise is not too populous of a state. So they know they can basically control the entire fate just by setting up in Phoenix. And, I mean, I don't know if you could say they've successfully turned it into a blue state permanently, but they're certainly working hard to do so.
But they're doing, like, really weird stuff, like turning every, like, all the, seems like BlackRock, corporate-owned companies, they're all painting themselves, like, a grayscale color with their accent color of their corporation. So it's, like, it's a weird signifier going on here where they're kind of, like, bleaching out the color.
Yeah, what was that thing you said? They just pulled it up on the screen there. What is this project they're a part of?
C40 Cities.
Yeah, C40 Cities.
Maria Z's mentioned this.
They
want to
ban red meat. And, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at their website. It looks like a second grader scribbling. I mean, it looks very, like, low IQ, like, yeah, like a UN, like, dumb you down, like, global government crap.
Yeah. And we're building too many apartment complexes to be able to, like, our streets aren't going to be able to support that amount of
traffic. Oh, well, they're going to put that's where they're going to put the illegals.
Yeah.
For sure. The C-City 40s global government. Look at that. Bloomberg is involved. Yeah. The Clean Air Project, the UK government, the Climate Works Foundation. It's very nice, very loving, very liberal. IKEA, we get IKEA, you get some nice IKEA furniture for your illegal immigrant apartments. Open Society, you got Soros involved, very nice. How about
that? But,
like,
our mayor or one of the higher-ups is, like, a committee leader in this whole project.
Yeah, it's in Austin, too. They got Austin on their little deal too here. So look, we're identifying these things though. Americans are waking up to this. We don't want to go into the corporate world government. We don't want to be told what we can eat, what we can drive, and so we're becoming aware of it. They've masked it all in liberalism. They've masked it all in these propaganda campaigns. But we're waking up to it. Todd, thank you for the call. Let's go to James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, good. Well, you were talking about how Democrats can win Senate seats and Congress seats and what should be a Trump win. South Texas, Webb County in particular, which is where I'm at here in Laredo, we managed to get Trump elected here in Laredo. We haven't left this place red in a very long time, but Henry Cuellar was still able to win the Congress seat. I think the reason because of that is because he's a native son of Laredo, and a lot of people They like what he does for the city. He brings a lot of money to the city, to the VA in particular. He also, he kind of went against the whole immigration thing. And remember, he got some heat from it from the liberals over there in D.C. So he's kind of like a, I would say, like a closeted Republican, because, you know, pretty much this place is all liberal. But, yeah, we were able to flip it red, so we're pretty stoked out here in Laredo.
Well, a lot of these Democrats that win in the Southern District, you did get De La Cruz to maintain her seat. Flores is not going to be able to win that race, it looks like, in District 34. And, of course, you're talking about District 28, Henry Cuellar. Even those Democrats know that, or even, strong borders is kind of a Democrat thing even in South Texas. I mean, they know it's a problem. It's a political thing for them. So that's why I say even if the Democrats got like a one-seat majority, you'd still have people probably that would vote for border security and other such things. But you know how they gerrymander here. I mean, the only reason, I mean, Cuellar's district is absurd. They siphon off votes from San Antonio so that they can take those southern districts.
Right. Like, can I ask another thing? Was it me, or did you notice, was Kamala lit, or was she like, was she drunk when she was making that speech? Because it really wasn't like a concession speech. She almost came out looking like a drunken counselor, kind of like giving like a coping session to like a whole bunch of people.
She always kind of comes off like that. You know, some people think she's on like Xanax or something. I don't know. I'm done. I'm done with Kamala. We've retired her. She is now completely irrelevant. It's a beautiful thing. So whatever she's going to do with the rest of her life now that she's been expired politically, whatever. So drunk, not Xanax, sober, it doesn't make a difference to me. Bye, Kamala. All right, James, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kyle in New Jersey. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening. How's it going, Owen? How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. So I called about a week or two ago, and I had asked, you know, what does the country look like if there was shenanigans, we called it, and you said this is bigger than anything in 2020 with a million people going to D.C. after what we saw. And luckily so far it looks like, you know, there's not going to be that big gathering because, you know, people are agitated at what they did to Trump. But I was just looking at, you know, the video that you posted or that you showed us earlier with Letitia James. And, you know, New York is pretty much Gotham and it's chaos. And that's why I moved out of there. But what she's doing, can't that be considered election interference?
Oh, absolutely. This woman is so out of line.
Right. It's just absurd. And how I view this is, and especially after last night, I called my mother and on the way to a place that I was going, and I said, we have to pray. And I said, you know, we have to pray that God's going to intervene with this election and not allow the party of Baphomet and transgenders to have their way again. But what I'm seeing now across the country with these videos of liberal outrage and these people that are saying, you know, we're gonna do whatever Letitia was saying about Trump, it's almost like an exorcism response when you put Christ in front of someone who's possessed. I don't know if you see that the way that I do, but it's a dark force. And
I think you're absolutely right. And the proof is all around you. I mean, I've dealt with it firsthand. I mean, I can't even believe it. I go to these abortion rallies, and there's literally signs that say, Hail Satan. You can't, I mean, folks, literally. I go to these Democrat events, and it's like, I'll just go undercover. You know, maybe if I go with like an InfoWars mic flag and a crew, like, okay, I kind of stick out. I'll just go undercover. I'll have a hat on, and I'll just be there with a phone, not even saying anything. And it's like the demon spirits recognize that, I'm not claiming to be perfect, but it's like they recognize that I at least have a pure heart and love God and love life. And it's like the demon spirits recognize. It's like, oh, there's a lover of life. Like, oh, there's a person that loves God here. Like, oh, and it's just like something kicks up in them. It's like a sixth spidey sense or something. And they're like, oh my God, a believer. Oh my God, somebody that loves life. And it's just like, and they like attack you and like surround you. It's crazy.
Got you, man. That's it. You walk with Christ and Christ walks with you. And I just want to say a quick prayer and then I'm going to jump off. I'm just going to ask that the Lord, like I asked last night with Donald Trump, protects this election process. You didn't move Trump's head small way and take the life of that firefighter so that way Trump could not have all three and be able to right the wrongs that the Democrats have done to this country. So protect these Senate races, protect the House, protect Donald Trump, and protect all of us here in the InfoWar. Owen, Alex, thank you guys for everything that you keep doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. When we come back, we're actually going to go to Maryland where you still have a House race that is a 50-50 split right now. And we have a caller there that wants to talk about some of those races. Here's a funny video from last night. This is great. Clip 14.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we could show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming in 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything on the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
You picked a weak candidate. You should have gone with Joe, the record holder for most votes of all time. Now, I will say that since that, other counties did end up flipping for Harris, and she outperformed Biden in a couple dozen at the end of the night. Probably the counties where they're flipping some of these seats in the House, too, conveniently enough. But that was kind of funny from last night. The Democrats have some real looking in to do after this. And they have to ask themselves, why was Harris so bad? Why did we go with Harris? And what do we do moving forward? All right. We're about to enter the third hour. We're flying by here. More calls, more news on the way. The Democrats dealing now with election denial. We'll explain that. Remember, folks, all your Trump victory gear is available now at thealexjonesstore.com. All your Trump victory apparel, get it today. Thealexjonesstore.com. Trump victory hats, Trump victory shirts, Trump victory hoodies. Order them today. Thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with some news and some updates.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God's shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.